Too often we want to hold on to that which God wants us to release. And a lot of people may belong to a family, may have a name, but what is your identity? Are you insecure in your identity? Listen, my brother, look this way, my sister. Your identity is not wrapped up in what kind of car you drive. Your identity is not wrapped up in where you live or where you work or whether you're behind a gated community or not. Your identity, my brother, your identity, my sister, is wrapped up and tied up and is tangled up in Jesus Christ. And until you come to the point of recognizing and realizing who you are, you'll continue to be shackled with insecurity. Who are you? And what's really your name? I know what they call you, but what's your name? I know what your mama named you and your daddy named you, but what's really your name? Who do you serve? Are you just serving yourself, the Savior? Or are you doing all that God would have you to do? So we've got to release ourselves and be sure and very sure that our anchors hold and grip the solid rock. We are identified in the Savior. Somebody say hallelujah. And so it's just a pivotal moment in history when the Bible says Jacob wrestled with a man and was afterwards given a new name. Sometimes God has to put us in a place where we have to wrestle with him and we have to come to terms with who and who we are and be released from anything in our past, any unresolved sins, because your blessing is in the breaking. And until God breaks you, you'll continue to walk around flogging and acting like you somebody that you're not. Okay, y'all not gonna help me. You'll continue to act like you got it good and got it going on, but you cry yourself to sleep at night. But no weapon, somebody shouted, no weapon. No weapon that's formed against you shall be able to prosper. God has a Penuel in your spirit, and a Penuel that he's trying to lead you to, just like he led Jacob. The Bible says that it was because I saw God face to face, yet he spared my life. And the name of that place was Peniel. And God has a Peniel with your name on it. God wants you to see him face to face. Not because of what your mama saw, not because of what your daddy or your uncle saw, but God wants you to see him with your own eyes. And until you come face to face with God and realize who and whose you are, you will never be released from the insecurities that hinder you from being all that God would have you to be. When Jacob came to the realization of who God was and he saw him face to face, he said, God, yet spared my life. God has to break you before he can bless you. God has to break you before he can make you. God has to do something in your life to rid you from any and everything that tries to stand in the way of what he's trying to get done in your life. And until you come face to face with God, you'll continue to walk around like you're in a daze, acting like you don't know what's going on, acting like you don't know what the preacher is talking about. But your life is miserable and you're in a complete mess and you'll never be delivered, and you're passing that stuff on to other generations in your family. I'm going to stop right there. Y'all looking at me real crazy. I'm going to stop right there. But here's what I want to do. Stand to your feet all over this building. Because I just believe that God wants to break some things even today. I just believe that God wants to do something. He wants to give you a new name. He wants to give you a new nature. He wants to give you a new identity. And he wants to give you a new destiny, just like he did for Jacob. Because when God gets through with you, you might have to limp. But I'd much rather limp into the kingdom than to carry excess baggage to hell. Y'all don't want to help me. What's your name? God is able to pick you up and turn you around. He'll place your feet on the solid ground. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All of the ground is sinking sand. So today, right where you are, I want you to bow your heads with me, because I feel a breaking in the house. And many of us are guilty, just like Jacob, of not dealing with our past, not dealing with unresolved issues and sins. And if the truth be told, you really haven't been broken. Because when you're broken by God, He breaks your behavior. When you're broken by God, He changes your name. When you're broken by God, forgiveness is nigh thee, and He'll give you another chance. When you're broken by God, He'll allow you to walk in the newness of life. But the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things, glory God, has passed away. And behold, all things have become new. God has given you a new walk. He's given you a new talk. But God is saying, before I let you go, I'm going to have to break you. Because the enemy wants you to strike out and throw in the towel. But God has put too much on the inside of you that you might see it through. You were not built to break down, but you were built to break through. Breakthrough is nigh thee. Father, we bless you and we honor you. We thank you for this word that reminds us that all of us are in a battle for our blessing. We thank you, dear Lord, that you put on the table to let us know that we got to deal with our past, and we got to come to grips with that in order to be released from our insecurities. We thank you, dear Lord, that even today, that we got to let go of unresolved sin so that we can be who you've called us to be. And then, God, you got to break us before you bless us. And so now, God, that man, that woman, that boy, that girl who's even present in this sanctuary of you and virtually, they're yet dealing with issues and pains of their past. We pray right now by the power of the Holy Ghost that a breaking happens right now, that you change their identity, that you change their name, that you give them what they need in order to move past what the enemy is trying to hold them hostage to. And so we thank you, Lord, for your breaking power. We thank you that you were willing to give your life, that we might have life. And so we give you praise. And so now, God, that cycle of dysfunction that we'll continue to perpetuate, we pray right now by the power of the Holy Ghost that we might make better choices, and that we, oh God, might make better examples for those who are yet coming behind us. Even though our kids might be grown, their babies and grandchildren that are coming behind them, they're watching us. They're looking at us. They are observing our behavior. But God, right now, in the name of Jesus, we pray for a spirit of craziness that's continuing to perpetuate itself even in the city of Memphis, Tennessee. And so we pray that each person that's connected to somebody that's crazy will be bound right now by the spirit of the Holy Ghost. And God, that person might be crazy and don't even know it, but they'll continue to distribute craziness. We bind that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you that he who the Son sets free, hallelujah, in this house, is free indeed. And that no weapon that's formed against us will be able to prosper. God, we're in a battle for our blessing. God, if you have to knock our hip out of joint, do it, God. If you have to change our name, do it, God. Whatever you need to do, any way you do it, God, do it so that we might be set free. We are guilty and we've fallen short of your goodness. We need your forgiveness. We need your grace. Oh God, we need your mercy. So move in this house, even right now. Help us to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that in you we live, move, and have our being. Hallelujah. And without you, we are nothing and can do nothing. God, we want to meet you face to face. We want to learn from Jacob's battle in order that we too might know what's necessary in order for us to be set free. So we give you praise. We give you honor. And we give you glory. The devil is a liar. Somebody's waiting on me to go ahead and close out this prayer, but the devil is a liar. And we bind the spirit of resistance right now in the name of Jesus. So God, we honor you and we worship you. And God, keep us and never leave us. Even if you have to pull us aside and allow us to be all by ourselves so that a breaking would take place. Hallelujah to your name. So we love you, God. Help us, oh God, not to become distracted with the business of life. But quiet us, settle us, center us, God, that we might see you and meet you face to face. Oh, I want to see him. Glory, God, look upon his face. God, we need to look upon your face. Change our name. Change our walk if you have to. God, we don't want to go into heaven with all of this baggage. We want to, if we have to limp in, God, help us to limp on in. But whatever you do, God, do what you do, that we might be whole, that we might be healed, and that we might be set free. And then, God, we're going to hold on, and we're not going to let you go. God, just like Jacob, he said, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. Somebody's on the brink of letting go. But God, help them to hold on until that change comes. Help them to know that help is on the way. So God, we will not let you go until you bless us. We've fallen short, but we will not let you go unless you bless us. So we love you and we honor you. We decree and we declare over this house and over these airwaves that we shall be whole and we shall be set free. Even though we're in a battle, we're going to continue to press toward the mark until you release us to the place that you would have us to be. In Jesus' name we pray. And those who love God said amen. Come on, give God some praise if you can. Come on, give God some praise. Come on, open your mouth and tell the Lord thank you. I dare you to tell the Lord thank you. Somebody say hallelujah. Our identity is in Christ. Officers, once you come, remain standing, congregation, if you can. Somebody might be here today. The atmosphere is right. The spirit is nigh thee. To come in an attitude of surrender. I know there are issues in your past. There are situations that separated and keeping you from walking in the fullness of God. I know you're going through some curses that's on your family. But right now, in Jesus' name, we break the curses that's over us. We bind in the spirit that's trying to hinder us and keep us locked in a place of insecurity, a place that God never intended for us to be. So this morning, if you want to come, whatever your situation might be, the doors of the church are open and God stands ready and he's willing and he's able to meet you right where you are. Pastor, I just want to come and be a part of this church family. Then this is the time. Won't you come? Won't you press your way? Don't worry about what people are saying. That's part of what the enemy wants to do, to confuse you and keep you locked in a place that God never intended for you to be. Pastor, I want to come today. Won't you come? We want you to come. God wants you to come. This is a good place. This is fertile ground. This is good soil. God wants you to come. Come on, press your way. God wants to receive you even today. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Whatever issues you're faced with, you stand in need of prayer. God is extending his hand even in this worship experience that you might come in an attitude of surrender. Won't you come today?
Come on, sing it with me. Everybody sing. If you can use anything.
You can use anything, Lord. You can use me.
Somebody say that today.
You can use anything, Lord. You can use me.
Hallelujah. Say, take my hands and my feet.
Take my hands, Lord, and my feet.
Touch my heart. Everybody sing that, say, you can use anything, Lord.
You can use anything, Lord. You can use me.
Somebody say that in your heart. Say, God, if you can use.
You can use anything, Lord. You can use me.
Officers, just make your way out into
take
this congregation.
Hand, hand,
spiritual officers, just make your way out into this congregation.
Touch my heart, Lord.
Make your way. Pray as the Lord leads you. Pray as the Lord leads you. Make your way. Officers, make your way out. Brother A.B., make your way out.
Let's take it up.
You can use anything, Lord. You can use me.
Hallelujah, God, if you can use anything.
You can use anything, Lord.
Touch my heart, God.
Touch my heart, Lord. See through me.
You can use.
You can use anything, Lord.
You can use me.
You can use anything, Lord. You can use me.
Somebody lift your hands and say, God, if you can use anything.
You can use anything, Lord.
Take my hands and my feet.
Take my hands, Lord, and my feet.
Touch my heart, God.
Touch my heart, Lord, speak through me.
You can use.
You can use anything, Lord. You can use me.
If you can use.
Hallelujah. Come on, give God some praise if you can. We bless the name of our God and we thank God for his Spirit's abiding presence even in this place today. We thank God for breakthrough. We thank God for changing our names. We thank God for allowing us to recognize that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But God stands ready, willing, and able to break us free and change our names. Somebody say hallelujah. Glory God. Come on, give God another thunderous round of applause if you can. All right. Well, even as we continue in worship today, we want to prepare for a time of giving. Brother A.B., would you come and hold the basket? Yes, sir. That's present, and even as you're preparing to give, some have already placed their gifts into the box that's in the rear of the sanctuary. When you were coming in, if you haven't already, you can stand now and go ahead and present your gifts, or you can bring them to the altar and place them in this basket. But even as you're coming, many of you are well aware of the water crisis that's happening again in Jackson, Mississippi. All indications that there is some really bad, damaged water, Brother Stan, that's not being filtered properly there. And contamination is in the water. And though even though they may have enough water to meet the need, they are playing political games with how it's being distributed. But we are working in conjunction with other disciple churches here in the Memphis area on behalf of the Tennessee region, the Christian Church Disciples of Christ. Dr. Crystal Williams and I, we have sent forth the charge, and we'll be the main point of receiving water so that we can take it down to Jackson, Mississippi. So we have been in communication with Lowe's and Brother Robert Jefferson, who is the regional manager, district rep. I'm messing it all up, but he's the one who calls the shots and make things happen. And so he's willing to help us in our efforts. And then, of course, our very own DeJuan Whitmore is going to put his trailer together. And we have committed to taking 10 pallets of water to Jackson, Mississippi. Come on, y'all, give God some praise. Y'all giving God praise? I can barely hear you. It might be Jackson, Mississippi today, but it could be your community tomorrow. And so here's what we're going to do. There'll be a trailer that will be parked here at the church Monday through Tuesday evening. And we're going to load up the trailer. We've already committed 2 pallets from ATOP. That's 80-some cases of water. Come on, give God some praise. 80 cases per pallet. Come on, somebody give God praise. So we've already made that commitment. Lowe's has matched that with 3 pallets of water. Come on, somebody help me in this house. And so we're asking the remaining churches in the Tennessee Christian Church Disciples of Christ region here in this district to give at least 5 pallets of water. And we're going to go down to Jackson, Mississippi Wednesday morning, pulling the trailer. Brother DeJuan Whitmore is going to be driving, and I'll be riding shotgun. Come on, somebody give God praise. And we are delivering right to the source. We're not going down to the bureaucracy and all of that other foolishness. We are going right into the heart of Jackson, Mississippi. And we're going to distribute this water because we understand that to whom much is given, much is required. And we know that you can't beat God's giving no matter how hard you try. And so if you want to bring some cases of water to help put some more water on the trailer, you're welcome to do that. Church will be open all day tomorrow and all day Tuesday. And we're going to load up and we're going to head down to Jackson. And we're going to turn around and come right back. I'm not spending the night in Jackson, Mississippi. I love Jackson and all that, but it's not a place I really want to spend the night if I don't have to. Come on, somebody help me in this house. I love my wife too much and I love home too much. Home for me is Memphis, Tennessee. And if I'm not out of town on business, I'm going to spend the night with my wife in my own bed. All right, y'all don't want to help me right now. Y'all getting quiet. Don't get quiet on me. So we're going to do a God's Turnaround Wednesday. And we're representing ATOP. We're representing the region of Tennessee Christian Church Disciples of Christ. And we're going to go down and we're going to take pictures. And we're going to make sure that the need is met and that we're helping and we're distributing water right where it's the need is most desperate. And so if you want to help and contribute, you can bring some cases of water. I'm not asking you to go out and try to get a pallet. You're not going to be able to do that. But if you can, a pallet of water is about $420. Now, we've already committed to two pallets right here. or you do the math. But if you want to bring some individual cases of water, or you want to give a contribution, you can do that, and we're going to make sure that when we take off Wednesday morning, the trail is going to be full. It's enough to hold at least 12 pallets of water. Isn't that right, Brother Whitmore? So we're taking that right to the heart of the matter, and they already waiting on us. And I said, if nobody else responds, none of the other churches in Memphis respond, the Christian churches, that is, ATOP is going to be standing front and center. With whatever we get, we're taking it down there. Come on, give God some praise. So if there are other contributions that you want to make today, you can bring those today. Information should be on the screen. You can make it out to water distribution for Jackson. Or you can come by here all day tomorrow, all day Tuesday, and bring your contributions, bring your cases of water. And we praise God for our relationship. I don't know if Brother Robert is here, but we praise God for our relationship with Lowe's, and we praise God for him being in a place where he can call the shots and make it happen. So we bless God's name for that. Somebody say amen. Y'all gonna let these children out give y'all? I know y'all not gonna do that. Nobody else needs to come. Let's pray. Father, we bless you and we honor you. We thank you for richly blessing us in order to be a blessing. So now, God, receive these gifts, these tithes, these offerings, these contributions to help meet the need in Jackson, Mississippi, to support their need for clean water. Thank you, God, for the other disciple churches in the area and other the other churches who are working rapidly to try to meet that need. And so now, God, we pray that you will order our steps and that you will take us to Jackson and bring us back home safe and sound, and that we might really make a difference in somebody's life. So we love you and we honor you, and we thank you now for being our God. In Jesus' name we pray. And the people of God said amen. Come on, somebody say amen. Amen. There you go. Right there, Brother AB. There you go. That's it. Hallelujah. Now, even as we prepare for our closing and for prepare for Holy Communion, listen, what I said about Jackson, I'm not trying to, I know some people here are from Jackson, Mississippi, and from Mississippi, I don't mean to offend nobody by what I said, but all of us have our preference, and some of us won't speak what our preference is, but I just happen to voice mine. But no offense to anybody from, how many of y'all from Mississippi? Let me see your hands. See there? Y'all don't look at me like that now. I ain't speaking negative. I'm just telling you how I feel. Y'all understand me? Well, I know that's going to be all you heard. You won't remember the sermon. You're going to remember what I said about Mississippi. But I love Mississippi and Mississippians. I love people from Alabama. That's where I'm from, and Tennessee. And take your hands off your hips. I love you even though you're from Mississippi. Come on, somebody in this house. Somebody going to say, well, Pastor, why you talk about Mississippi? Well, look where you are. You made it out. But praise God for your witness and our witness in the area. All right. Come on. Come on, Lady Kim. Come get me.
Amen. As we come to the close of the service on today, we want to prepare our hearts and minds for communion. In the Christian Church Disciples of Christ, we assemble ourselves around this table each Sunday to commemorate what Jesus did on the cross more than 2,000 years ago, so that we might have a right to the tree of life. Communion is one of the two ordinances that Jesus instituted himself. The first one was baptism. The second one was communion. On the night that he was betrayed, he went into the upper room with his 12 disciples. And they had a meal together, and I'm sure they sat around the table after that meal laughing and talking, but Jesus turned the moment into a serious one. And on the table, there was bread and wine, and Jesus looked around the table at his friends that he had walked with, that he had taught, that he had trained, that he was commissioning to go forth and take his word to the world. Can you imagine? That was over 2,000 years ago. And that word is just as relevant now as it was then. And Jesus looked around that table. And 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, records, "For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.'" So Jesus was just making it plain to his disciples. And he's making it plain to us today that every time we take of this bread, every time that we drink of this cup, we remember the great sacrifice that he paid for our lives, the sacrifice of his death on the cross, that we might have life everlasting. If you will, let us take of the bread together and eat. Let us take of the cup together and drink. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we have partaken of these elements today, we thank you for redeeming us of all unrighteousness, the sins that you bore on the cross, that we might have life everlasting. We thank you, O God, for the greatest sacrifice that was ever made, so that we too can go forth and be free. We thank you, we bless you, we honor you. Most of all, we loved you because you loved us first. In the name of Jesus, we give thanks and praise. Let everybody say amen. 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 How do you feel this morning? How y'all feel this morning? All right. Amen. I don't know about you, but I feel like I can run on to see what the end's going to be. Amen. Amen. Just a few announcements before we leave on today. Don't forget, we will have Bible study via Facebook Live on tomorrow evening. Even though it is a holiday, Pastor and I are going to keep on with Bible study. Amen. He won't give me a break, y'all. But no, I don't mind. We enjoy doing Bible study via Facebook Live. 6 o'clock p.m., we are in the book of Ecclesiastes. Moving right on through. I think we're in chapter 11. We covered chapter 10 on last week with Dr. Crystal. Did you all enjoy Dr. Crystal on Bible study with us on last Monday evening? We had an awesome time in the Lord. If you miss us on tomorrow evening, join us on Wednesday via conference call for that same Bible study. This coming Saturday will be our workshop for our Leadership Institute. So we're expecting all of our leaders. That's our regular leadership, monthly leadership meeting, as well as our workshop for the closure of the second module of the Institute for Leadership Training. Amen. The discipleship module. Module 3 is going to start up in September, I believe around the 22nd or so. That third module will be taught by me on stewardship. So we are looking forward to that also. Then on September the 17th, that's not this coming Saturday, but the following Saturday, we are having a peace conference. Now, the peace conference is open for everybody. Say everybody. That means everybody in here. We hope you can come. The peace conference is just $5. That $5 helps us with the cost of lunch, but it will be for adults as well as our youth. For the youth sessions, we will have 6 steps to peaceful conflict resolution, drug awareness, gang awareness. For the adults, we will have financial management, cyber security, power of attorney, and will preparation. And then we will have a joint session on sex trafficking. So we need you to sign up today. Sign up today. We have some cards that you can give out to your friends and family members to invite them also. So sign up following service on today for our peace conference that will be held on Saturday, September the 17th from 11 o'clock. It's 11 o'clock a.m. until 2 p.m. The cards say 11:30, but it's 11 o'clock a.m. to 2 o'clock p.m.
Right. Well, thank you, Lady Kim, for those reminders. Let's stand to our feet as we prepare to leave. And don't forget our water effort. We will have a trailer here, and we will be available to receive any other donations or any other water, cases of water that you would want to bring. Father, we bless you and we honor you, and we thank you for this time that you've afforded us to spend together. Now, God, even as we leave this place, continue to keep us in your care. We love you and we honor you, and we thank you now for being our God. Send us forth in power to do your will. In Jesus' name we pray. And those who love God said amen. Give God one more hand clap of praise. Go in peace, and may the peace of God go with you.
I got joy in my soul. God is in control. I got Satan on my trail, but I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back. This means war. I got Satan on my trail, but I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back. This means war. This means.
This means war.
This means.
This means war.
This means.
This means war.
Have my prayer.